grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Chris Valley.
Deck Chat.
Good afternoon.
We should just talk about The Hemp Store quickly before we jump into this feature. Great spot to buy some Christmas presents.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, The Hemp Store prop department, otherwise known as Mark, he has been upcycling a Christmas tree with the remnants. So, you know, the film Boy mm-hmm. there in the grow room.
I'm familiar with that massive hit.
We acquired those props, so don't ask me how.
Oh, right. Yeah, you did mention this.
Yeah. So we've been weedifying.
Very realistic.
The Christmas tree, ready to go into the window. So keep an eye out for that.
That's going
to
freak and flip some lids, man. Oh, and they walk past, man.
What's going on?
Man!
Actually, how many pieces did it come in? Is it a mission to assemble?
It's a whole lot.
Two large boxes covered in a tarp in a meeting in the middle of the night near the domain. Mm. Yeah, just say that.
That was quite a sentence that you got there. What's going on in the weed world and local and abroad?
Apparently,
by the way,
there's a good article by the Herald, but it's behind a paywall, so us peasants can't read it.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah,
what
but
that,
we can
I
talk
don't
about
what that
it.
Means.
We can talk about it.
Can somebody break down a paywall for me?
You've got to pay to read it.
You have to pay for your journalism. Okay. It's kind of like having a B-card subscription.
Okay.
Yeah.
But not every... Okay. Yeah, it's sort of true, but not true, that statement. A little bit. In the sense that you were able to get it without paying for it, or...? Because that's what some people can do if they don't have a B-card. If you
I
don't have a B-card, you should...
I paid for it and I've got it.
Okay, so there you go.
It's like a big secret or something. Yeah, they kind of put a lot of their best stuff behind there, but then eventually, you know, maybe not, then they release it.
How strange, okay. I don't know.
How it is. Okay. But yeah, it actually covers a lot of the stuff, coincidentally, that we've been talking about here on the show the last couple of weeks, with the what's actually happened and therefore what the opportunities are that are in front of us.
The road ahead, so to speak.
The road ahead compared to the ones that are closed, you know.
Yeah, I don't like these words like paywall and stuff for the road ahead, eh? It's not a good buzz.
What's in the article, Chris Valley?
Well, firstly, yeah, the outline, it's by Derek Chang, and he's done a very, very good job, I must say. It's a very deep dive into it, and starts out with Dr. Huana Hickey, who a lot of people will be familiar with, and how she spent about $40,000 on her legal access. So that's going down the legal route to treat symptoms around her multiple sclerosis. $40,000 in treatment costs, and she's run out of money and going to have to go illicit, and that's of course what's happening to a lot of people. And what we have, you know, with the medical scheme at the moment that is pretty tough, and I've got to say, as someone, you know, who's trying to participate in that, and it's very difficult getting the licenses and to have cheaper products with the standards that they've currently set. You know, it's going to be a big ask, and it's going to take quite a while. And then meanwhile, there's this ticking countdown of a transition period they built in that's already expired and in October, and they had to renew it. So there's only 4.5 months left of that. And no products have been approved yet. So the ones that people currently have, like Tilray and things, you know, none of them have actually met the standard yet. So, you know, when that expires, you know, who knows?
Who's testing the standard?
Well, you get it. You have to have a lab that's accredited,
right.
And that's
so, like,
all
offshore,
part of it, I guess.
Offshore,
but,
offshore people?
Potentially, but yeah. More like here. Yeah, there are labs that can do it.
Okay.
You know, but anyway, what they're basically saying is that this is an area that needs to be revisited, and it is something that we've talked about. That these standards are just set. Excuse me, they've just set too high, and. And so that's something that actually Jacinda Ardern, including, you know, has said that they're going to revisit. That's very promising. Could take a while. That would be my fear. There is the review of the medical scheme. Any kind of review tends to take a while. I'm kind of hesitant to join in calls for another review of the Misuse of Drugs Act, for example. Law Commission already did that back in 2011. It got ignored because it came out under a national government. And and so here we are back again. It's time to do something. And in fact, something that was going to happen last term, But due to the referendum, the very same officials that would have done that review, you know, got put onto the referendum. So, you know, there's only so much capacity, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, so here we are. So it's time to just do it. Certainly when they've talked about the changing the rules around pill testing, that was something that the Law Commission pointed out way back then. And so here we are, you know, almost 10 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's simply just a little line, you know. So you don't need to do a big review of the whole act and that. That's just a little line. Section 12.
Sometimes I feel like you're talking directly to the politicians on this.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully at least one's listening.
And you're like telling them exactly what you need to do. It's not a lot. You might need a little twink.
Yeah, just a little just twink.
I've got some
all.
Twink.
But if there's a profit motive, that's my solution
right,
there.
Right,
if there's a profit motive to allowing your premise to be used, then okay, keep that illegal for now, whatever. But impending this big review. But for now, you can at least you know, decriminalise that kind of thing,
right.
and that's what would allow you know, pill testing to happen without you know.
It just makes so much sense for young people to be able to go to a festival,
protect your public.
Check
the
their drugs. You don't want to be taking whack, you know, God knows what. I mean, which people do. You know, people are taking God knows what, but you want to be able to at least turn up, get it reliably tested, and go, hey, this is relatively safe for me to take. This is what I ordered. Let's have a good time.
Yeah, absolutely, because there are some very dangerous things out there, and that's come out in some of the testing that Know Your Stuff have been doing, you know. And and also, you know, people can get the take-home kits, including, you know, from Hemp Store and Cosmic and other reputable places.
How much are they?
Take-home kit.
How much is it, like,
They're about
testing.
$30.
Oh, okay. How many times, how many things can it do? A
couple of hundred.
Wow,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I thought it was just like a one and done.
There are one and done ones, but we have the multi-use one.
Oh, is it like checking the pH in the pool?
A little bit like, it's a colour, they're colour changing,
like
you can get all different ones, so therefore the combination of the different ones lets you really narrow it in, but nothing beats a proper lab test, and
so
that's what Know Your Stuff do,
and that's
what we need the clarity around the law for.
But that's good to know, though, that you guys are providing something that people can use, you know, 100 times or whatever, like, that's a bit of a tool then, you know?
Yeah.
How quickly can the government act on this? Are they going to do
that?
It
could be
summer?
Very quick. Although, you know, Parliament only goes back for 2 weeks, so this is all kind of fairly arbitrary. You know, you're running Parliament, you can set what you want, but they've said 2 weeks before Christmas, so that's what you're dealing with. Certainly, last term it was similar. They only went back for a very shortened period at the beginning of the last Parliament, and they had their 100-day plan, and medical cannabis was in there, and the bill got put right in. I don't know whether they had it already kind of half written or anything, but that happened with that kind of speed, and you know, so it's certainly possible, you know, whether that is, I guess, you know,
would someone like
Chloe pressure on
be
them.
Able to give us an indication if that was on the cards, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, let's ask.
You like, you're gonna shake her from her
right.
Head. What do you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, certainly around that, and the decrim part, that's another thing. So also in this article, going back to that, we have the new Minister of Police, Potuhu Williams, along with Andrew Little. And in fact, Andrew Little was saying in this article that he wants to see, because arrests have gone down, and the police are sort of saying, well, you know, don't beat up on us so much, you know, arrests are going down. And credit to them, they have gone down a lot.
Mm.
But there still is evidence, you know, or arrests, you know, the numbers here are showing that only 10% of arrests are actually getting the health referral that was expected.
Right.
And that this bias, whatever it's coming from, that discriminates against Māori, you know, that's remained. So, you know, that needs to be fixed. And Andrew Little just was saying, you know, he wants to see those arrests come down to zero. And that's a huge statement, right?
There,
like,
there was a way, bro.
There was a way. There was.
Fuck, man.
Can the government act on this before Christmas? Do you think they will?
Well, again, that's another one that could be a fairly simple little fix. You know, again, that was just a few lines. That's the decrim attempt of last year, and there was this bit inserted about being in the public interest. And it might just, you know, that's what I hear, New Zealand First inserted, and where it's led to the police not exercising as much discretion as they should, you know. So maybe it's as simple as deleting that bit, and then maybe, replacing it with something that tells them, you know,
just a referral.
No discretion, take the discretion away, and this is what it is, you know, no arrest.
You refer them to a health professional rather than charging them.
If that's needed, you know, we've got to remember that most people don't need that. Mm. Probably 90% of cannabis consumers, you know, have no need.
Is there, like, scope to fine people? Just be like, hey, here's a $50 fine, you shouldn't be doing that in public.
I think you'd have to change the law to enable that, but
okay.
But you can just have a policy of...
So I'm just
Well, I mean, we're talking about law change anyway. Yeah. But
look, we can either use a twink or one of those little roller things that rolls the tape out. You know, that was like the later twink pen.
Sometimes it doesn't stick down.
You can ride over a lot.
They draw the bills out of the biscuit tin. I think they do use twink for the
amendments. It's like art, just an empty art. It's like it's got like a Harley Davidson on it. Yeah.
One of those Christmas biscuits cans.
It's got a. No, it's from fucking Australia. Some shitty biscuits with koala on it. Oh man.
That Chris Harley, what's next? What else? This is obviously a hefty article.
It is. It just goes on and on.
Part three?
Pardon?
What was part three of the article? Was it kind of broken into three stages, or was there something else you wanted to cover?
Oh, you've caught me off guard here now. I did want to say, actually, we were just barely touching on it there, and that is the green fairies, and a lot of what we're talking about, you know, we need to make sure that they're covered too. And certainly what I'd be looking to see in the medical changes is not only letting patients grow their own, revisiting those production standards so companies can produce or can bring in, you know, cheaper products for people.
Do you think
but also the green fairies, letting them... Well, I think if you take away, for example, if you take away that profit motive from the premise thing to enable the pill testing, then surely we can have a similar thing. If there's no profit motive for the green fairies, then let them do what they're doing. But also let them access testing, so that they can have their products tested.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the dark, aren't they? Actually, just acquired some CBG.
Ooh.
So I guess
the mother cannabinoid.
I guess I'm on the run now.
That's the first one in the biosynthesis pathway that it's produced there, and then it's split normally into THC and CBD.
I'll show you the bottle. It's very well labeled, and it's impressive what people are making just off the it is impressive. Like it's such a massive community in this country, about 50% of the country roughly.
Well, that's right.
Fucking hell. All right, Chris, that's us.
John's just gone ahead and shuffled around some things here. Let me just remove that. Because that's how we finish the segment.
There we go.
We need the outro, otherwise this didn't exist. Thank you, Chris Fowley.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Cheers, guys.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.